good evening, everyone. I'm Jeremy Moore. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an exciting call for you guys tonight. It's an exciting time at Prepaid Legal. This is our International Convention Week, but to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he is my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much for having me on tonight. Well, again, yes, Jeremy, the convention week is here. It's finally here, something we've been looking forward to since last September. We're extremely excited to come together with our Prepaid Legal Associates and, of course, our More Success Team family and excited about everything going on with Prepaid Legal. Again, I want to remind everyone that we'll be going to the convention and has not yet registered for our More Success Team breakout session that all you need to do is go to www.moresuccessteam.com, and you can pre-register on our website. Of course, your upline and Prepaid Legal's National Marketing Director, Mr. Wilburn Smith, will be the featured guest speaker at our breakout session this year. So don't be late for the biggest More Success Team event of the year. And I know you're going to be very, very excited. We have all kinds of awards and recognition that we're going to be giving out. And, of course, we'll do a complete convention wrap-up and actually marching orders when you leave the convention, how to put everything in place so that you can maximize everything that you've learned while there. But now to introduce tonight's very special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, of course, the leader of our More Success Team, someone we're very, very proud of and happy to have on our call tonight, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Very happy to be on the call tonight. Feeling better each and every day. So, again, thank everybody for praying for me. Tonight, Randy, you know, we just had a great call with Jimmy Perry. Well, I'm telling you, that man is so powerful when it comes to training. But, you know, tonight we this gentleman has been on our team. This is his 11th year on the team. He's a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner. Won't be long. I'm sure he'll be getting his $500,000. He's a very valuable team member. I guess he's probably one of the very best networkers in all of Prepaid Legal. He's a Platinum 3 executive. I could say it this way. He's a guru of network marketing for our team. Nobody but Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony? Randy?
I'm on, Mr. Moore.
Tony's not on?
If you'll hold on just a second, I'll check, okay?
Okay.
I'll have to give him a call. I'll have to get off. Hold on one second.
But, ladies and gentlemen, while he's checking there, I talked to Tony earlier. He said he certainly wouldn't be on. So, just a minute, I'm sure he will be on. Thank you again, like I said earlier, for praying for me. I am feeling much better. Got a lot to do yet, but thank each and every one of you. And I know you're going to be at the convention. It's going to be an outstanding time in convention. We're going to have a great breakout session, and I apologize for you having to wait at this moment.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
This is Jeff Hughes.
Jeff, we may need to start without Tony. I talked to him earlier, and he said, yes, he remembered he'd be on tonight. So.
Yeah, something's happened. He'll be on shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk with you a little bit while we're waiting.
Hello, this is Tony.
Oh, I'll shut up. Hey, Tony, it's Jeff.
There's Tony.
Jeff, Randy, Mr. Moore, Ken, I got so excited listening to that incredible introduction that I pressed the end button on my phone.
I said it just exactly like you wrote it down.
I know, it was great. I was like, man, he is saying it exactly like I told him to say it.
Good
so
job.
I'm sorry.
By the way, I enjoyed being on your call the other night. Even though my voice wasn't there, I enjoyed being on the call.
Well, everybody loved it. I'll tell you, I got about 15 text messages afterwards saying, thank you, great call. Really appreciate Mr. Moore's story. And I just excited to be on. I literally just got out of a Panera Bread. Actually, it's called Paradise Bakery here in the North Phoenix area. I drove up for an hour and a half. Mr. Moore, you'll be excited. You'll be very excited about the person that I just signed up. I just signed up, literally have the paperwork in my hot hands here, the CEO and founder of a company called YoungEntrepreneur.com. And this young man is an amazing, amazing soul, and he owns two magazines, one in Scottsdale and one in Vancouver, British Columbia. He actually owns the domain name VancouverBC.com. Wow. That's just crazy. That's like owning Texas.com.
Yeah, that's a good story, Tony. That's a good story. You know, my office used to be in Scottsdale back in 87, so that's a great town.
Well,
I'll turn this call to you and let you get on with it, but we really appreciate you being on tonight.
Well, I'm sorry. I was probably would have been on about 5 or 10 minutes earlier, but he was finishing up his paperwork. We were just sitting there getting to know each other forever, and I didn't want to rush him, but at the same time I said, man, they're expecting me on a nationwide call. I got to go. So we got out of there. But, you know, I'm just excited. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, flying to Dallas, Texas, and with my wife, and we're going to go down and visit with one of our executive directors, and then we're heading up to Oklahoma, where we actually rented a car, and we're going to be driving up to Oklahoma City on Wednesday and getting ready for the big shindig. And I know there's a lot of new people on this call. I'll tell you right now that we just enrolled the lady, Mr. Moore, on Saturday. I hope she's listening to me because I'm going to crow on her a little bit and brag about her. But we just recruited a lady named Sandra Betancourt out of Phoenix, Arizona. Wonderful lady. Made millions of dollars in the mortgage industry. Had all the toys. Had the big houses. You know, many, many houses. Had the boat. Had the RV. Had all that. And, of course, like so many people, the chains of hell were wrapped around that industry and just pulled right down into the pit. But this lady just joined on Saturday. I'm not even sure that her ink is dry yet. And she's already committed. She already got her plane ticket and hotel, and she's headed to Oklahoma City. So it's just not too late. I just guess I wanted to do a quick shout-out for all the people that may be kind of sitting on the fence going, if you have that pit in your stomach and it just kind of telling you, you know, you probably ought to go. I'm telling you, you need to go. You need to act on that instinct. 2 years ago, we enrolled a gentleman by the name of Rick Jensen 2 days before the Oklahoma City Convention. You remember that, Mr. Moore. And he signed up 2 days before, and he was on a bird 2 days later flying into Oklahoma City, and his plane ticket was almost $700 or $800. He got a hotel. He did everything. Got it all registered, and last year he was the number one producer on our team, and he actually sold twice as many memberships as what was recorded because he had to give half of them up to LLD Benefits, which is another company, another associate in your downline, Mr. Moore. So you actually had, you know, two of the top, well, you have the number one producer in the company, of course, and then, of course, on our team, Mr. Rick Jensen. And I guess the point is, I'm not sure that Rick Jensen would have been the top producer. I'm not even sure if he would still be in our downline if he did not make that sacrifice to go to Oklahoma City 2 days after he filled out the paperwork. So for those of you that are still sitting on the fence, just go with your gut instinct. I don't care if you have to live in your car for 3 days and eat peanut butter. That sacrifice, I promise you, it will pay off down the road. There's not a story that I haven't heard in the 15 years that I've been in network marketing, the almost 10 and a half, 11 years that we've been with Prepaid Legal, there's not a story of sacrifice that I haven't heard that didn't turn out to be a great reward and blessing to those folks that made that sacrifice. The very first convention that I ever went to, I went without my wife, much to the chagrin of my wife. She was not happy that I went because it was during the same time that her family was having the Lambert family reunion up in Tahoe, and I missed the entire event to go to a convention. This was actually with another company, and she was not happy at all. And, you know, I'm at the event, and I'm so stoked out of my mind, I can't even think straight. I'm so jacked up, and I'm calling her, and she just didn't, you know, she just didn't want to hear anything. It's like, you know, you should be here. This is where you should be. You shouldn't even be in Houston. You're missing out on, you know, our family reunion. And so I had this kind of collision with my wife, and it was not pretty. And then 6 months later, I went to another event without my wife, and the same thing. I got all excited, and you want to call your best friend, right? You call your best friend. You call your wife, and I called Marcia, and she was like, oh, I'm so glad you're excited. That's great. I'm home with the 5 kids and taking care of the laundry, mowing the lawn. You know, I'm just so glad you're having a good time. And collided again with my wife. It was not good. I mean, it caused a little bit of strain in our marriage. And then 6 months later, we ended up with a different company, and I actually was invited to speak at this convention. And I brought my wife because it was actually in Salt Lake City. And I said, honey, it's 20 minutes from our house. Why don't you at least come to see me speak? And so she came, and she punched me in the arm after it was over and said, why didn't you get me to go to that first convention? I cannot believe that you made me miss two conventions. I should have been at both of those. I had no idea that these were so much fun. And so people ask me all the time, you know, what can I do to get my spouse more supportive and more excited? I'm telling you, there's nothing better than to get your spouse excited than to get her or him to a national event. That will change things. I'm telling you, it'll make a massive difference in their attitude because it shows them the big picture, and they see all these classy-looking people, and the training is world-class, and, you know, they whether they're excited about prepaid legal or not, they're going home excited because you can't not go to a convention and not go home excited from just the sheer personal development and the energy that you feel in that arena. So looking forward to that, Mr. Moore. I'm telling you, that's probably been the biggest thing for our business was just building for the big event. In fact, I had a mentor. This lady was making $47,000 a month. She was not a very nice lady, and she wasn't even good to look at. She wasn't, she was about 100 miles on the other side of beautiful. But this lady knew her stuff, and she taught me what I needed to do to build my business. And my wife didn't like her, and frankly, I didn't like her either. But she was making about $47,000 more a month than I was, and I figured, who am I to argue with this woman? And one of the things that she told me early on was, she said, Tony, you got this was that company. I was actually with TPN, which was the company that Jeff Olson was the CEO of. And I went, that was the company I was with in 1995, and she said, you have to go to the Houston event in a couple of months, and you got to get your downline to go with you. And I said, I don't know what kind of pipe you're smoking, but you need to get off of it. And I wasn't going to have any part of it because, frankly, I didn't have the money. I was so broke I couldn't even afford the OR on poor. I was just po. And she said, you have got to go. And I said, I can't go. I don't have the money. And she said, that's exactly why you have to go. And I said, well, even if I had the money, I don't have the time. And she said, that's exactly why you need to go, so you have more time. And I thought this woman was possessed by Satan himself. I was so ticked off at her because she said, listen, if you want to work with me, you've got to go to this convention. And I'm like, I don't even know what you look like. I hadn't even met her. She was from Nashua, New Hampshire. I didn't even know how to spell Nashua. Didn't even know where New Hampshire was. And she said, if you want to work with me, you got to go to Houston. And I said, well, I'd like to work with you because you sound like someone who's been pretty successful, but I'm not going to Houston. And she said, listen to me. I want you to listen to everything. She said, do you understand what it's taken to get to $47,000 a month? And I said, well, not really. And she said, here's what it's taken, a commitment to attend the national conventions. And I said, okay, great. And she said, here's the deal, Tony. The only reason why you are not going to be in Houston is if there's a death in your family, yours. And I seriously, I wanted to yell, Marcia, please come help me. This woman is possessed. But you know what? She smacked me right in the head, and I just kind of let it marinate for a couple of days, and I just thought, you know, this lady sounds really, really committed to this idea of going to convention, and she's making all this money, and I'm broke. Maybe I should listen to her. Maybe I should just make the sacrifice and go. And so I called her back a couple of days later, and I said, Darina, I've decided that I'm going to go to Houston. And, of course, she was elated. And she said, well, of course you're going. You know, you're that's what you have to do. The only reason you wouldn't be there, like I told you, is if there was a death, yours. And I said, I know. I'm going to go. And she said, okay. Now, I'm looking at your downline. You've got about 16 people in your downline. I want you to bring at least half of them with you to Houston. And now I'm just ticked. Now I want to grab the lady through the phone and just wring her neck. Because it's one thing for me to make a commitment, but it's a whole other thing for me to get on the phone and sell this Houston convention that I'm not even sold on myself yet to the people that I brought into this company. And so I just said, you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm just going to see what happens. And so I started calling people and telling them, look, I'm going to this event and I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go to it and we're going to see if it works and I'd like to have you go with me. And I actually had people that said, I'll go. And then I just kept calling, and I said, hey, there's three of us going. And this guy goes, I'll go. Sure, I'll go. and we just decided we were all going to stay in the same room. There were seven of us, seven guys, and we all stayed in this crappy hotel room together. And I think we spent like, I don't know, $5 a night per person or something for the hotel room. It wasn't much, and I think I might have spent $20, $25, if that, with tax and everything for the hotel for the 3 days I was in Houston. But you know what, guys? That changed my life, and I didn't miss the one that came up in Dallas. That was actually TPN. This lady was in iLink. I'm getting my stories mixed up. But I didn't miss the one in Salt Lake, especially since I was speaking at it. And, you know, when we got involved in Prepaid Legal, the first one was in July of 2000. I didn't miss that. I didn't miss the one in October in Dallas. I didn't miss the one in March in Oklahoma City. And I didn't miss the one in Baltimore, Maryland. I didn't miss the one in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. I went out to that. And I just never missed one. Not a single one have I missed since I've been a full-time network marketer, even a part-time network marketer. I've definitely never missed a Prepaid Legal convention. And the only reason I would miss one is if I were dead. If I were dead, I think I would be excused. But I'm not going to be dead for a long time, God willing. And so we're going to be there. And we're going to drive every single person on our team to go there to get to those events. And when I tell my team, don't call me for 6 months if you don't go to Oklahoma City, I'm pretty serious about that. I really mean that, because who am I to spend time with people that made excuses and didn't make sacrifices when I have all these people that invested their rent money, their mortgage money, their kids' college educations, made all these tremendous sacrifices to go, and you want me to put your priorities ahead of their priorities? I don't think so. When you go to Dallas in September, then I'll move you back up on the priority list. But until then, you need to call your upline. Don't call me, because I'm going to be too busy helping all the people that went to the convention. And that's the kind of posture and the philosophy and the attitude that you have, because you're having to make that sacrifice. Everybody else is having to make that sacrifice. We work with the people that sacrifice. We work with the people that treat their business like a real business. So I hope that everybody gets committed and gets out to Oklahoma City. If you haven't made your mind up yet, I hope I just help you make your mind up. Unless you die between now and next Thursday, you probably ought to be in Oklahoma City. It really, literally, I mean, in all honesty, it really puts you about 6 months behind everybody else. You feel like, have you ever been to went to college and you felt like everybody else in the class was smarter than you, like you were way behind? That's kind of that nagging, yucky feeling that you have for about 6 months after you miss the convention. You just feel like everybody else just went warp speed and passed you up, and you kind of got left in the dust. And frankly, that's kind of what happened. So anyway, I just wanted to share a few thoughts on that. And, you know, I just really would like to end with a couple of comments in terms of tenacity, and perseverance. I know there's people on this phone right now that are really questioning why they're even doing Prepaid Legal. They're questioning if it even works, and they're really having second doubts about, you know, is this going to work and am I going to make money? And I'm telling you, if you will have faith, the Bible says if you just have faith the grain of a mustard seed, and if you've ever seen a mustard seed, it's so small that when you're at my age, you literally do have to put your spectacles on to be able to even see it. It's that small. I'm telling you that if that's all the faith that you can muster is the faith of a mustard seed, you can become successful in Prepaid Legal. It does not take really anything else other than faith. Now, you have to have works, because the scripture also says faith without works is dead. So if you combine what little faith you can and put some serious activity behind it, and you do it for a long time, you're consistent. I think the Apostle Paul said, fight the good fight, finish the race. You know, it's not one of these things where you can just start the race. You have to finish the race. So this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Network marketing is something that we do for the rest of our lives. It's not something that we try out. You don't try out a Chase Bank. You don't try out a McDonald's franchise. You don't try out a Best Buy. You either are committed or you aren't committed. And the only difference between a Best Buy and a Prepaid Legal association is the investment. The investment is millions of dollars for a Best Buy, and it's only $72 for a Prepaid Legal. That's why we have the churn and burn, the revolving door. But for the people that may have just a little bit lack of faith and maybe you have some skepticism, Brewing. I just want you to avoid all negativity. Negativity won't do you any good. Just focus on the positive. You know, when I was a kid, there was a song that was very popular. It was Accentuate the Positive. You know, you got to always be accentuating the positive, looking for the positive things in people, looking for the positive things in business, looking for the positive things in leadership, looking for the positive things in our product. Is Prepaid Legal perfect? No. Will the company make mistakes? Yes. Will the law firms make mistakes occasionally? Yes. That's not accentuating the positive. What I'm talking about is looking for the good in people, looking for the good in the company, looking for the good in the product, looking for the good in the compensation plan, because if you're looking for good, you're going to find good. If you're looking for bad, you're going to find bad. There's a lot of sour grapes and a lot of yesterday's news on the Internet, people that you can find that write bad things about our company. And, I mean, hey, there's stuff that you can find on every religion on the planet, bad stuff about those religions, no matter how much good they do. You'll even find bad stuff about President Obama. You will actually find things that people write about him that's bad. Can you believe it? It's just unbelievable that people would say bad things about him. It's unbelievable people would say bad things about Republicans, but they do. If you're searching for that, you're going to find it. For those of you that have that lack of faith, just borrow our faith. Borrow the faith of the people that are in the profiles of success. If you don't own a profiles of success, you need to buy one. It'll be the best $10 or $15, whatever they are. It's less than $20. And they come out like this week. We're going to all see the 2010 profiles. These are all people that have made it with Prepaid Legal. These are people that had to qualify for 8 out of 12 months as an executive director. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are qualified to be in that book. I remember it took me a while to get in the book, but once I got in it, I've never been out of that book. We've always been qualified as an executive director every single month of every single year that we've been in Prepaid Legal Services. Borrow the faith of those people. Borrow the faith of your regional vice president. Borrow the faith of your certified meeting coordinator, your regional manager, because there are so many stories of success in Prepaid Legal. You just have to ask yourself this question. Am I good enough to do what that person did? Am I good enough to wear the ring? Am I good enough to be an executive director? Am I good enough to get that $1,000 director bonus? And I'm telling you, if you can hear my voice, or if you're even going through an interpreter, maybe you're deaf, you are good enough. You are good enough to be a senior. You're good enough to be a manager. You're good enough to be a director. You're good enough to be an executive director. You're good enough to be a bronze. You're good enough to be a silver. If you think you can, you can. You are good enough if you believe you can, and if you're willing to pay the price of perseverance, if you're willing to pay the price of tenacity, if you're willing to get the crap kicked out of you 7 ways to Sunday, and I'm telling you, you will get the crap kicked out of you if you've been here as long as I have. If you've been here as long as Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore and Ken Moore, trust me, those men have had the crap kicked out of them so many times they'd need a whole journal to go through all the things that have happened. But that's why they make the big bucks. That's why they've been through that refiner's fire. The scripture talks about the dross that will fall off of you if you get in a hot enough fire. And that's what happens when you get into this business. You put up with a lot of crap. You put up with a lot of people that tell you no. You put up with a lot of people that say, you're in one of those things? That'll never work. I knew someone that did Prepaid Legal. What a joke. You'll put up with a lot of that, a bunch of bozos that are broke, that want you to be broke, and they want you to be a bozo just like them. But if you're willing to pay the price of perseverance, if you're willing to be tenacious like a pit bull and learn this thing, become a student of the industry, become a student of the compensation plan, become a student of recruiting like a, you know, like a master, learn what people do that are successful in recruiting and copycat them. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat. And that's really what I did in this business. I just got around guys like D. Hall and Taylor Obeg and Jarena Lanza and Steve Campbell. None of those names any of you have ever heard because it was with a different company. I got around those people and I followed them. I was like their worst nightmare. I was just wherever they were, I showed up. And they would go, oh, there's Tony, because I wanted what they had. I wanted to make $100,000 a month. I wanted that. I dreamed about it. I dreamed about being a millionaire. I dreamed about living in a big house. We went from you know, a little tiny house in Sandy, Utah, after we applied the principles and after we became persistent and tenacious, we built a 6,000-square-foot home with 8 bedrooms, 4 baths, right on a golf course. My oldest son, Todd, went from living in a closet with a bed that folded out of a little tiny, it was like one of those lazy boy chairs, and it folded out. It wasn't even a twin-size bed. It was a miniature twin-size bed, and it fit in a closet that did not have a window. That's what my oldest son lived in, and frankly, he lived there by choice. But we went from that to all of our kids having their own bedrooms. In fact, they all had a spare bedroom just to hang out in. We had 2 or 3 guest bedrooms. We had a basement that was mega huge. We had this projector that came out of the ceiling. We had 150 people at our house at one time for a Christmas event. We went from being broke to being wealthy. We went from living in a tiny little cracker box to a brand new home that we watched from the ground up, an 8-bedroom home. We went from that home to a $1 million home in Oro Valley, Arizona. We watched our life change before our eyes because we were willing to pay the price of perseverance. We were willing to put up with the hundreds of no's. We were willing to suck really bad until we got really good. We were okay with being good until we got great. And we weren't quitters. We didn't know that word. We didn't know how to spell that word. It wasn't in our vocabulary. We just kept getting after it every single day. Even, I'm telling you guys, there's some stuff that happened to us in the last few months that my wife was like, she was like, I'm out of here. I am done. I mean, it just, you know, and when she's down, I'm up. And when I'm down, she's up. You know, someone's texting me right now. That's my, my wife just texted me. She said, you didn't forget the Moore call, did you? See, that's a good woman right there. She's checking on me, making sure. But when my wife is down, I'm up. And when I'm down, she's up. And it just kind of, the yin and the yang and whatever the opposites, we help each other and we don't know how to quit. None of the Hughes brothers, my family, all my brothers were either too stupid to quit or were too tenacious to quit. We've never been this wealthy before. We've never had $20,000 a month coming in before. We didn't even have $20,000 a year coming in as a family. We lived on those flat tennis shoes. I never grew up in a tennis shoe that had an arch in it. They were black and white, and they had no arch in them. We never knew what sugar was. We didn't have sugar cereal. We ate that crap that came in a big bag that was on the bottom shelf at the grocery store. We had to go borrow eggs and milk from our neighbors because my mom said, tell them we need milk and eggs for a cake. We need milk and eggs because our electricity was turned off, and all of our food went bad. We didn't come with a silver spoon in our mouth. We came to Prepaid Legal. And we started making so much money so fast, we were almost ready to call the company and say, are you sure this is right? Of course, we didn't call the company. We just took the money and ran. But, when you start seeing $800 a day hitting your bank account, that's drug money. And then when there's a comma in it, that turns crazy. And one day we got a $27,000 deposit, guys, 27 grand in one day. That's $7,000 more than I made my first year after spending $65,000 on a private university education. I made 27 grand in one day with Prepaid Legal because we opened up this big account up in Idaho. So if you're willing to pay the price of perseverance, if you're willing to be tenacious like a pit bull, if you're willing not to quit, just stay in there, hang in there, don't ever quit, don't ever give up. Just don't say never. Don't say no and don't say quit. Just hang in there. If you're down, call someone that's up. If you're down, go upline. Let us pump you up. If you're down, don't ever go downline. Don't ever poison the stream. You can't afford to do that. You've always got to be positive to your people because you're in a people attraction business and nobody wants to hear negative stuff. Your upline's okay with that. We'll listen to you. I know Mr. Moore, I've called him and cried on his shoulder. Some of the people in my downline had no idea how depressed I was and how frustrated I was, but I guarantee you Kyle Kimbrell did. I guarantee you Jeff Hughes did. I guarantee you Chris Hughes did. And I guarantee you that all those guys have done the same thing with their upline. I guarantee you Mr. Ken Moore has called Mr. Wilburn Smith and has cried on his shoulders a few times. I guarantee you because you always go up when you're down and you go down when you're up. So I just want to just send a message out. Go to Oklahoma City. If you can't make it there, we're sorry for you, but you can, reload for Dallas September 9th to the 12th. And for those of you that maybe are a little, just not quite there yet, just have a little faith, get a little busy. Someone said the other day to me that he was really depressed, and I said, do you know the best antidote for depression? He said, what? And I said, serve other people. That's the best antidote for depression. You cannot be depressed when you are washing the feet of your disciples. When Jesus was depressed, he did the greatest act of that's ever happened. The master kneeled on his knees, and he washed the dirty feet of his disciples. And we have so many ample opportunities to serve other people, whether that service is just introducing someone to a great opportunity. That can be service. That can change their life. Or if it's like me, I'm sitting in a parking lot up here in North Phoenix. I still have a two-hour drive to get back to my, you know, my wife, my best friend tonight. But I'm sitting here in a parking lot because I don't want to drive and have this call be disconnected. I don't want Mr. Moore to be disappointed that I didn't provide him 110% excellent service on this call. So serve other people. You can't be depressed if you're serving other people. And the best way to overcome your discouragement is to go recruit somebody new. When you recruit somebody new in this business and you're so excited, you forget all about how discouraged you were. I'm telling you right now, I was a little discouraged before I drove up here, but now that I got the owner of youngentrepreneur.com, I'm jacked up beyond imagination. I can't wait to drive back up here to break bread with the guy, to introduce him to our law firm, and to help him start getting out there to all of his client base and making money. So serving other people is the way to do it. And, Mr. Moore, I could go on for, you know, at least another 4.5 hours without even getting tired, so I probably ought to hush. But it's been a great opportunity to serve your team tonight and just love the Moore family. We wouldn't be here without the Moores. You know, the hundreds of hours that they've spent in our behalf, I don't say spent. They did make a pretty good investment, I think. But, you know, it's just been a very wonderful relationship over the last 10 years. And, frankly, I look forward to the next 10 years, to the relationship that we've developed and to all the many relationships that we will develop with the new people. So, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you, and thank you for this opportunity, sir.
Well, Tony, every time there's a sermon, I usually take up an offering. I think you just preached the sermon. We ought to take up an offering. You did a fantastic job, my friend. As always, a fantastic job. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to have you on the team. We appreciate you very much. And I'll turn it this moment, turn it back to Randy. But tell your father-in-law and mother-in-law hello, would you please?
You better believe it. I will indeed. They're doing great.
Sounds great. Randy?
Well, if everyone wants to have the opportunity to meet Mr. Tony Hughes, of course, Jeff Hughes, and a lot of the leaders on our team, next Sunday in Oklahoma City at our breakout session, they'll actually be doing a recap of the convention at the very end of the breakout session, so it'd be a great time for everyone to meet then. Of course, next Monday night on our More Success Team call, we will recap the convention. Of course, Tony, he's always gracious to help out with that, and a lot of leaders on our team. So I would encourage everyone to be on the call next Monday night, especially if you couldn't be at the convention in person. Of course, there's no way that we can recap what you actually could see in person for yourself. So just like Mr. Hughes said, you just nearly have to be there, you know, if you're going to do this business. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Thank you, Mr. Hughes. You did an outstanding job. We look forward to seeing you and Marcia in Oklahoma City.
Thank you.
Randy, this has been a great call. Jeff Hughes started to say something earlier. I don't know if he meant to say something before this call is over. If you need the call back, Jeff, are you still on?
I am, but no, I'm just covering for Tony. I just can't wait to see everybody at convention.
Oh, great, Jeff. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being on tonight. We'd like to keep saying, keep putting God first, your family second, prepaid third. And thank you for being on the call. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.